Hello, my name is Kavya Jarpu. I'm 14 years old, and today's date is May 1st, 2019. I'm speaking with Sandhya Jarpu, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Lutz, Florida. So to begin the day off, I would like to ask you, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Hi, Kavya. Good evening. That's a really very good question. I feel the most grateful in my life for my family, number one, for the life that we have, and for all the successes we've had till date.
All right, thank you. And what was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country?
Well, I came to this country when I was 20 years old. I came here with an undergrad degree, married your father, and I came here. And it was quite the, different culture, different country, different people, different surroundings. Everything was different. So the hardest thing definitely for me was to find a sense of self, find my own identity in this new land. That was the hardest thing.
Thank you. That's really great to hear. Are there any traditions that you have been passed down in your family, and can you tell me about them?
Absolutely. We're of Hindu belief, and we come from India. So there's definitely a lot of traditions and a lot of customs that we follow as primarily, as immigrants living in this country. It is really hard for us to be completely in touch with what our native land follows, but still, we do try to do a little bit, if not everything, of what we grew up with. Whereas there is Thanksgiving in the USA, we do have something like a Thanksgiving, but it is called Pongal. Whereas we do, New Year's Eve here, we have something called Ugadi in India. So they basically symbolize the same thing. As a vote of thanks to people that you love and are grateful for in your life is Thanksgiving. And the same thing in India is Pongal. So we try to incorporate that living here, although it's done on a different day, which is not going to be a national holiday in the US, obviously, but still nonetheless, it is celebrated. So these are the kind of traditions. And then Diwali, which is the Festival of Lights, which is really symbolizes something wherein you remove the darkness in your life and welcome light and happiness into your life. So these are the kind of traditions and customs, some of the festivals predominantly help us continue those traditions while living in a different land.
Yes, I actually really do agree with that, how they're very similar but also different. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No, absolutely not. Neither you nor your brother. I don't think I would raise you guys any differently. I would hope that the world is a much better, peaceful place for you guys to live in. With all the scary stuff that we hear on TV and otherwise. But otherwise, as far as upbringing and as far as how I grew, raised you guys, I'm very proud of you guys, and I would not do anything differently.
I'm super delighted to hear that. So how would you like to be remembered in this world?
Absolutely. First and foremost, success, accomplishment, everything set aside, I would definitely like to be remembered as a kind and kind-hearted person, somebody who has a helping nature, somebody who's touched the lives of other people. So I think it would be something like that, humble person, somebody with a kind heart.
That's really great. I think you could definitely do that. So who has been the most influential person in your life, and what did they teach you?
The most influential person in my life has and will always be my grandfather, my maternal grandfather. With my father passing away when I was just a couple months old, my grandfather is the one that raised me, and he's instilled everything that I hold dearly to my heart today, all the values, all the principles, everything that I hold, and hopefully I'm passing on to you and your brother. So extremely thankful for my grandfather. I think even at a young age, he taught us right from wrong, just like any other parent or grandparent. But, you know, it's growing up in a military background, he's also instilled not just values and traditions and ethics and all that, but discipline, you know, doing everything the right way and at the right time. I think that's extremely important trait to have, and I'm extremely thankful for my grandfather for instilling that in me.
Thank you. I really wish that I met him. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them?
Oh, again, going back to the same question, the most important thing is in life is time management, and also being able to adapt ourselves no matter what. He would always, you know, going back to the previous question, my grandfather, he would always say, you know, he would always quote at the most timely, in the most timely manner. Like his favorite phrase was, be a Roman in Rome. And that, I think, came in to play a big, big, big part in my life. Living in a different country, adapting to this country and adjusting and, you know, leading an accomplished life here, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. Trying to, like, be, adjust yourself to the surroundings and make the most of what life has to give you. I think that is some of the most important lessons I have learned. Time management and adapting oneself to any kind of environment. Basically, it's like, you know, when life throws lemons at you, make lemonade type of thing. Whatever life gives you, I think you should be ready to embrace it and make the most of it. And, you know, give yourself a happy home run.
I'm very lucky to hear that. If this was our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Absolutely. Less is more. I would just like to say one thing. Be yourself. Trust that you've learned the right way and always make the right decisions in life. And if something inside you says you shouldn't do it, more often than not, you shouldn't do it. When in doubt, never do it. So, you know, just be true to yourself. Trust that you've learned right and put it into practice.
Thank you so much for this interview. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.